when Paul gets to heaven, you'll hear him laugh.
Thank you.
It's a grubby job. And I'm not going to say somebody has to do it, because it is the greatest honor, the greatest privilege, the greatest, greatest experience and expression. You see, you are the projected thought of God. What does that tell you? That you come with the armament to get the job done. All you have to do is decide what it is you're going to do. And the mind will produce the way, as long as you keep it focused. All of these things are distractions. And when we come down to even discussing Ron Jackson, well, all you have to do, Commander, is just tell us if he's real. What if I tell you he's real? He's not real. He is a phony. Is that going to help you today? You have to live with what is, and you have to live with what he tells you. There are no magic answers. But there are answers. Because God has promised that when the time and the sequence is appropriate, you'll have what you need. But you cannot have it if you deny it. You can make him into the truth bearer or the liar. It's up to you. I prefer to make him into the truth bearer. He has the capability, he has the way. And he can do what he says. He claims nothing else. So how has he misled you? Well, he doesn't let us meet any of his people, and he does this and he does that. I don't care. Oh, well, he's in jail because he committed a crime. Well, maybe a lot of you ought to be in jail. Seems to me, though, the ones in jail are the ones that ought to be out, and the politicians all in. So that doesn't impress me. I don't care what he did. I hope he got enough expertise at whatever he was doing to do it right this time. But the one that needs your help and your immediate help is a barrage of demands. And Ron Carlson from Hawaii has already hit that governor. You just dare execute that man, and that government is going to fall. Does that mean that they won't do it? They will do it unless you stop it. And this paper is now big enough to do it. But if we keep on supporting and allowing for the paper to be utilized by ones who really don't even like us, you can't get the proper messages out there. And I am not going to sit still for people like Dare Shout and Nichols and Daryl and whoever, you just name them, to manipulate in the middle of this to where Vina cannot even hear the advice she asked for. So I represent to her, because she doesn't bother to read anything except what she has contributed. Well, nobody would be listening to her if it were not for contact. They were so discredited over that cosmos mess before, that contact gave them life again. And yes, I do object. It reminds me of an encounter we had once before with two ladies who received from the golden ray and the silver ray. And yes, they knew Hatton. He was like some third grade nitwit teacher. And they certainly gave me my lessons. Norma was just beginning to do her job, and they believed that I should let her rest. And I allowed as how I didn't intend to let her rest. We have a world in jeopardy. She volunteered, and she didn't volunteer to rest. She volunteered to work. Well, oh my goodness! You cannot be of God. Oh, yes, I am, lady. One poor dear just sitting there, you know, shaking the other one, and I said, get your speaker. Get the silver ray here right now. He's here. No, he isn't. I suggest you get him now. He is here. And I am the only speaker. And the other one speaks up and says, yes, this is the only speaker for the silver ray in the United States. And I said, the silver ray is a creator energy, just as grandfather the silver ray stepped right over Dorma and got between Dorma and her. You see, they were not after me. They were apt to shut the speaker down. It has been joshed about out there, and I'm going to tell you because I want it heard. It's going to blow her away because she doesn't know this. But the laughter amongst the little nitpickers, and I think you know who they are, has said, well, we don't need to shut her mouth anymore. We'll just cut off her hands. Silence me? Oh, I think not. Rick might have to work harder, and Ed might have to stay up in the daytime.
That would be a miracle.
But it's the time of miracles. He hears from the whole bunch now. And I have gotten petitions. It's time to have more from Sananda in the paper. So, Thomas, I hope you're listening. Our group needs God. We've done everything we can and we continue to do. I'm tired of talking about the negative aspects of your problems. Because you will never, once you know the problem, just talking about the problem doesn't help, but you have to know what you're doing and you build up through. And sometimes it is no more than getting the Republicans in there. Do you think they're better than the Democrats? No. Of course not. But you start where you can. And once they've got your constitution buried, getting to God's going to be very, very hard. Because God is not what you've been told He is. He is and He isn't. Just before coming over here, there was, oh, I guess on the Comedy Channel or something, it certainly wasn't very funny, except that I found it amusing, some Jewish comedian, actually enjoying his Jewishness and telling everybody. And he's talking about God. And how dumb God is, really. Made a lot of mistakes. Look, He created man. Oh, my goodness. Perfect. And He goes through a 15 or 20 minute dialogue on this. Well, I find it interesting because these are the ridiculous perceptions. He went through Abby being God and, Ruth being God and all nice Yiddish names. How insulting to his own people. And so after you get them, do you want able to be your God? Oh, goodness. Do you see what happens? And how does mankind sort this out? Mankind won't sort this out. And I'm not going to preach on it. Ones who are here for a job will recognize it and know the strength and the perfection of God and the creative ability of self. Because you come back to do a job and God isn't that dumb. He knows what he's doing. And in our narrow little worlds, we don't really. And we get tangled up in ego and we get tangled up in feelings and sensing. Now, I would like to have EJ or someone, Brent, somebody, if it's too much for EJ there, to pick out a few of the things that really related that she wanted run in the paper. The first letter that she wrote was entirely out of left field. And she would not even speak to the issue. It was that, well, you know, everybody's turned greedy and thus and so. And then how dare I say that she was already bankrupt morally. I said the United States, America, is bankrupt. You're morally and spiritually bankrupt. She took that as absolute. I said Vina is morally bankrupt. And she's back on it today, you notice. We have to get a stay of execution for men in Arkansas. I'm not even interested in Vina's morals. I agree with her that the intention and the focus must be on regaining your constitutional rights, your law. Do I think it can be done? Yes. But it ain't going to be done through Rush Limbaugh. Let me tell you why. Because Rush Limbaugh really enjoys himself, and I enjoy him. And he is now recognized as a majority maker. So he's big. He's a big shot. And either Mary Tyler Moore or Carol Burnett, one of these beautiful ladies, offered $1,000 to a restaurant that had this big lobster to let it free. Rush Limbaugh offered them $2,000 for his dinner. I tell you, I'm on the side of the lobster. Let him go. Let him go. But that tells you something. And you better hear it. Because these are the ones that set themselves up as your leaders. Do you find it?
Commander?
Yes.
Could I say something just briefly about
please.
Grandma? I don't care whether it's on the tape or not.
Oh, we'll hear about this anyway.
I know we will, but I'd like to defend. This is irritating me, what you've been saying, because if we were to print all of the material that Grandma gives us in an average week, as she gives it to us, Grandma would not look anywhere near as good as Grandma looks in the paper and has been presented to the Patriot community. Between Princeton, Rick, myself, Phyllis, and the rest of the contact staff, we put an inordinate amount of work into her ramblings that go on for pages and pages, sometimes incoherent script, sometimes unreadable, sometimes just lousy phraseology, and we turn it into some beautiful, concise material that people will actually read. And it is an enormous amount of work.
Yes, it is.
Just on its own. And
yes,
that's
it
not
is.
What the main aspect of the paper is about. So I just want that out here before she goes accusing us of anything. And that's coming from me, period.
Well, I think maybe that some of you are going to have to put this in writing for yourself. It's reduced itself into a fight between hats on, which is not going to fight. I'm standing here in favor of you. Because this is my team. And before it ever started getting to you, Dorma and I sat and did it. Rewrote it, struggled through it, weeded out, censored. The language that she uses is not suitable. Everything has to be rewritten. And we could tell very easily when she got a coach. It got considerably better. And I'm not going to have my team hit with this kind of stuff. Not over the promise of anything that she's got to offer monetarily. I bet EJ doesn't even know what he's looking for now.
I have a whole bunch of stuff.
Well, let's get it done because I want to get on to wonderful things.
All right. If Rick would read for Grandma. Let's see. This page. And then later, this page. Okay. And we'll have maybe Brent. If he, Brent here?
Yeah, right here. Mm-hmm.
You need some head on. This is number one, and this is number two. Go to Mark on page.
You know what date this is?
One, two, three. It's the 10th.
Before I start this, I'd like to make a point also, in case people aren't aware. At this point in time, we are struggling seriously every week to scrape up enough money to do a paper. And when you have X amount of dollars to do a paper, we have to make a decision probably Thursday or Friday of each week. Okay, this is how much we've got. This is how big a paper we can afford to do this week. Now, Grandma talks about not putting all her writings in the paper. If we can only afford to do 32 pages this week in a paper, something's not going to make it in there, and we have to prioritize what's going in. So I think she needs to understand that.
Go ahead.
Okay, this is from December 10th, from Hatton to Grandma. I tell you now, if your bankers are serious and believe the certificate to be valid, they will loan against it to buy gold, exactly like it was explained to you. Go for as much as can be bought. Place it with the bank as collateral and borrow on it for placement through the institute wherein gold can be purchased for the loans here also. Gold is going to have to go up, for in the turmoil of this kind of mass confusion of currency, it will be the only measure of security, and it is still such that the collateral acquired and held by the parasites is all that is in some probable state of security. Now, Vina, if you don't understand what I write here, call EJ. It is critical to act now. All that you have going already can be worked out later, and all you will have done is increase your security in hand on loan as collateral and will not jeopardize the certificate. Do this wrong, and you will lose the certificate through total negation. This method of business also secures the certificate as an instrument within the working system and cannot then simply be discarded or negated without a major focus and incredible fight. Please go think about this, Precious. You have a big, big job here, and clear thinking from every aspect is of utmost importance. Don't be caught without trying to convert some of that value into usable cash. An owned bank may well be desirable right now. It will destroy you. Let them put up first, and then you can act with wisdom every step of the way. You all need funds with which to pass through this period of time, and you can get it if you act in wise timing and reasonable demand. The bankers can only win-win doing this against that certificate and holding metal. They will probably be sucked under otherwise. They can actually secure themselves through this rooting of notes, and all of you, including this team group here, can continue in your work. If contact must close, it is the final coffin nail driven in, for the other papers will fold likewise, and there will be no voice of the people for the people, nor the people who longer can do anything. I will not do anything for you. My mission is to input wisdom and point out the clues so that you once can act. It is up to you. You may very well not have passed Wednesday next to pull this off. Waste the time and it shall be too late. You can act on loans in Federal Reserve notes and get some converted into coins if you act now. Actually, past next Tuesday may well be too late, for too many transfers must be made and purchases of coins finalized or gold reserves collateral purchased. It appears that this may well be the much-awaited time of shift. America is in collapse as we write, economically. You are already bankrupt morally and spiritually. And that's where Commander was speaking about the United States, not Vina personally. Let us please allow our teams to make it through here, and you can rebuild a republic. Try it, Vina. You may well like it. God's delays are not God's denials.
December 10th, 1994, Grandma, Dear Commander Hatton, I am in receipt of your telefax dated to state 3:18 hours p.m. Perhaps there is a misunderstanding, sir, as I have no earthly idea as to gift the certificate to anyone. The certificate shall always remain in safe cloisters. No
wait,
bank.
Wait, now see right there. I said the gift was that certificate to her. I told her that that was a gift from God to her and to handle it properly. Go on, I'm sorry, but we needed clarification right there.
Perhaps there is a misunderstanding, sir, as I have no earthly idea as to gift the certificate to anyone. The certificate shall always remain in safe cloisters. No bank will ever have access to it, only a portion of the interest. You, sir, are bequested $40 million. This is bankable. It is collateral. In the event you so desire to have a check, to have a bank pure, to have a bank pure base gold, then use your collateral of the bequesting of Russell Herman. I had thought perhaps I would try mine and to keep all of the others safe, but sadly the greedies take over. Please be assured I would rather burn the damn thing than have a bank of shysters in this crooked government to have one troy ounce of its interest or the principal. Grandma.
10 years on this?
Isn't this fun? Everybody have the script.
A play within a play. Okay, this is writing number 2 from Saturday, December 10th, from Hatton. Oklahoma disaster to end them all. Possibly, Grandma has sent a fax in response to my petition for her to think carefully about certificates, value, and such. She doesn't have cash to pay her rent, so when I make suggestions, I am neither being greedy, her words, nor somebody else, her expressed possibility. When you don't understand something, try to understand it, and then, only then, make accusations. A lot of foolishness is going on, which will end up negating anything and everything you genuine patriots and citizens have been working to achieve. Nothing coming into the Institute is the Institute's, except the funding shared by the lender. Grandma, the notes are made to you. There is not a bank that I know of, save the one with which you claim to be working, which would lend a farthing against a will, a testament, or a blithering thing connected with that gold certificate, no matter how valid it might be. You claim need of money. You petition me for how to get it, And then you simply announce that you are put off by the sudden greed and wonder if Hatton even sent the message. Just go right on and try to get this job done without God and his team and see how far you get. I am weary of being insulted and then one's turn and are so nasty as to be pitiful and resent any confrontation. The certificate itself is a gift from God, and I will tell you now that you are beset by some very bad advisors. You did not really expect it would be otherwise when the gold chips are down, did you? You had better look at the Treasury Gate Cosmos players and reassess your assumptions. All that appears to be is not.
That was my tantrum.
December 11th. Dear Commander Hatton, I am affixing here to and joined pages 4 and 5 of your telefax dated Saturday, December 10th, 1994, time sent to me 1620 hours that date. It causes me enormous distress when I read on these pages that, quote, I am already bankrupt morally and spiritually, unquote. I have been accused of many things in my 60 years, but never of being morally and spiritually bankrupt. Hopefully, this is a scrivener's error, and moreover, it is hoped by me this will not go into publication, as it can cause great harm to the American people. It is difficult for me to understand, with all the distress going on in the nation, as to why this attack would be upon me, and moreover, by you, when I had thought we were all working and prevailing upon the same pathway of restoration of America, not destruction of America. This is a very hurtful and wrong sentence in which my morals and spiritual values are attacked. I am truly sorry you feel this way about me. Yours truly, V.K. Durham. And there's a note here from E.J., which he faxed back to her. Vina, if you wish to persist in misreading, interpreting the commander's words, there is not much anyone here can do about it.
Okay, here's writing number one from Hatton, Sunday, December 11th, 1994. Grandma. I have a scathing response from Grandma stating that I have accused her of being already bankrupt morally and spiritually. Say what? What I really feel is that I am to my ears in ones who cannot read, are on the defensive personally, and refuse to read what is presented. I said, America is in collapse as we write, economically. You are already bankrupt morally and spiritually. Let us please allow our teams to make it through here, and you can rebuild the republic. If there is further interpretation, it is not of my doing. I further cannot give more individual time to such quibbling. You, Vina, sent word for my input regarding banks and that gold certificate. I gave it, and immediately we are treated as greedy, your words, and told to use your own. It simply does seem that the minute I respond to direct inquiry, I get a blast and the advice requested is distorted and nothing appears save argument. So stop asking if you don't want answers. I answer to 6 billion persons. I am come with the hosts of God. I am not Palladian and I am weary of this kind of garbage. Vina, you have been infiltrated and that simply is the way it is. I would be totally remiss in not warning you. So be it. My focus is on the United States. My mission is not to save anything other than to secure my people and bring truth to a world ready to destruct. I am as responsible for the head of the Committee of 300 as I am to any one of you. I am responsible for the babe in the dense forest of South Africa as I am for you. This paper, Contact, gives you voice, which can be heard if you want to be heard. Which certainly, I note, both Grandma and Ron Jackson fully desire and demand. You note that Hatton hasn't produced anything yet. I would like to see what you have actually produced.
I I already read today's response was once enough.
It's enough for me. Anybody else want more of this garbage?
No.
Thank you. And this is why we didn't run it in the paper. And yet, back when we were quarreling over Rusbacher and Green and everyone wanting to know, and then there was bickering over, why do you keep running this? Do you see King Solomon in all his wisdom, you know, great wisdom, let's cut the baby in half, cannot handle all of the egos of all of the people? You have been mistrained, miseducated. And you can't go out and just kill everybody who did that, because you would have to, first of all, commit suicide because you allowed it. Well, I get back, oh, I didn't allow it. I didn't know. Right. And this is why the tedium of bringing truth or facts, I get tired of the word truth. Because everybody's telling the truth. And there is a truth for everything, and every word is truth for that one. I'm not here to quarrel. You can read it on your television, in your papers. Watch them. Listen to them. Then go down and let's see what kind of an education your children are getting. And let's see about drive-by shootings. Just today, you know, somebody drove by and shot again at the White House. Now, I find that interesting, too. They go out and they scan and they find four or five bullets. One in the Christmas tree. Does it strike any of you that this is absolute idiocy?
Yes.
They found one in the driveway and one in the flower bed, one laying on the grass and one in the Christmas tree. I want to know how you... needle in a haystack. A bullet in the tree. And they just put it out without blinking an eye.
Anybody look at that Christmas tree?
Yeah. It must have been a different Christmas tree. I want to talk about things like Christmas. I want to talk about things like goodness. And I want to talk about things like abundance. And bringing our nation back. It's mine too. I'm in this dream too. This comedian said something about God must be partly human and physical, because he certainly acts like it. Well, that's very probable. It's his play. He created it. And he created the players. And you each, as actors, volunteered your services where you felt your talents could be used. And most of you at this point don't even remotely understand what your talents are. You think they're one thing, but mostly you think, I'm not talented over here. Certainly not over there where you're going to tell me to serve. Well, it wasn't your first choice. That's all. And there is one thing that I did not remember to ask Dorma to bring. Beautiful, beautiful Christmas card came. Lovely handwork. Little angel for Dorma, not this one, but another one. And a little rug mug, it's called, for EJ. Thoughtful handwork. Loving stitches. And a little card called a monument. A little Xerox thing. About God sending you with a selected bunch of problems. And that would be your task Nobody else's problems would be the same as yours. You see, the comedian said that God is really so dense that he cannot even create two sets of fingerprints alike. These are jokes.
They have to be.
And they're entertaining. We'll get to some entertainment in a minute about lawyers. Gene will have to sit through it. But I will say one thing about the lawyers that are around us. They produce the jokes for us, so it's okay. But you have your own unique set of problems. This is your growth experience. And you come down and immediately you're thrust into forgetfulness. And now you've got to work through these problems that will continually pour down upon you. And it's how you handle these unique problems that prove your love of God. We've got to keep the focus. I'm not some miracle worker. I'm not some magician. But God sent me where he knew he would get a job done. I didn't say, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. I'm going to go down there and make a few people in Tehachapi just miserable. I sneaked up. We wrote Sipapu Odyssey. And any of you who are privy to the letters going back and forth between George Vannoy and Wally Gentleman, if you can get through the proper English, they are really, really making contacts and strides. They're going to hit that ground running with Sipapu Odyssey. So yes, we have to get funding. And I'm not going to wait for Vina to settle down and decide she's not mad at me. And I accept Ron Jackson's gift. He says he's going to fund us. For goodness sakes, why would I say he won't? I know one thing about this man. He's waiting to make a positive mark. And he ain't scared. And everybody else that I run into is so blame intimidated. And I'm talking about that army out there that doesn't want you to salvage your nation. All you've got to do is look around at the numbers of people out of work. And you can watch and you can know that this is the truth by what they're saying. We cannot just drain the middle class anymore. Well, everybody's in the middle class. And you cannot bleed a turnip when he doesn't have a job. And they will say, well, we're going to have these tax cuts. And everybody goes out and says, oh, we're going to have these tax cuts. That means I can spend $500 more in the hole this Christmas. And then the paper comes out and it says year 2000. These will take place by year 2000. Yeah, well, a lot of things are going to take place by year 2000. And a tax cut is not one of them. But we're here to experience this play also. You see, in all of the journey of the infinite dimensions, when the master teacher came here, he was not even literally a Christ. That was also nailed onto him. They tried to call him king. They tried to call him this, and they tried to call him a prophet. He said, anything I can do, you can do. I come in the name of my Father. He did not say he was king of the Jews. He did not say he was God. He did not say he was Christ. He would never, ever, in his humility, have suggested that he had perfected himself into Christness. Remember a state of perfection of being. It's not a name. King Philip, King George, Queen Elizabeth, those are titles. And you can say, oh, Queen Elizabeth is on the throne now. But a queen is a term. It designates a state. But it designates a physical state. Christ does not even designate a physical state. In fact, it is the opposite. It designates a spiritual state. His name was Isu. They called him Yahshua. For goodness sakes, in the Holy Land. Very, very similar to the name Jesus. So when Paul, Saul of Tarsus, got into Greece, he named, and this was after Isu had already gone, he named him Jesus, the Anointed One. Jesus never said, I was anointed. The one thing that Sananda will make clear to you is that none of that was his. With the exception of one thing, eye to eye, he told the Pharisees, and those are the ones who have labeled themselves Jews today. He said, you will pay to your dying day for what you do. For what you have thieved from men. You will have an enemy that will come and his name will be Muhammad. And you will to your dying day pay bitterly. And he said when that man would come, and in the exact year he said he came. Muhammad came forth. Was Muhammad Christ? Was Muhammad God? No, he was not. And he never, ever claimed to be. God is not out of reach. Christness is a state of growth. Actually, Satanism is a state of growth in the other direction, away from God. So what you have is a system that works totally on the physical to gain power over the physical, power over the manifest human, and all that you can gather up. Property. But the prime plum is the soul. Get the soul directed and you lock this being into the chamber. And if you can kill him while he is in that chamber locked to physical manifestation, you got him all the way through his next etheric. I don't even call it a journey. You don't go anywhere. Your progress is made in the physical state where you have choices to make and direction to make, intent.
May I turn the tape?
Please.